I do not regret having sent you that hurtful letter, although at first I do regret it because I know that it caused you pain for a while. Now I am glad I sent it, not because it hurt you, but because the pain made you regret it and changed your behavior. It was the kind of sadness that God wants His people to have so that we do not harm them in any way, because the kind of sadness that God wants us to suffer keeps us from sin and brings salvation as a result. We don't have to regret that kind of sadness, but the sadness of the world, which lacks regret, results in spiritual death. These days, by exercising, I could learn something. It is in the way that you know that the exercise that I am doing, I am not doing it in the right way, but it will produce benefits for my body. Or the results that you want to achieve, or how did I discover it? In my muscles, it was going and giving me the signal that the exercises was being done well and was producing what was wanted. I am not talking about a pain from a poorly done exercise. I am talking about a pain in the muscles that produces by learning to exercise in the right way. Sometimes we see pain as the worst and we reject it. We associate suffering with pain. And generally, if I ask you if you like to suffer, you would say no. Nobody likes to suffer because we associate suffering with pain. And one does not like to experience pain, especially when it comes to pain in the heart from something that we experience in life. If we could return time, I think we would think twice to experience it again. And reading this word in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 from verse 8 onwards, I could see how Paul wrote to these people, reminding them of a letter that he had sent to them, exhorting them, scolding them, because they were doing things that were harming their own lives and in the end would lead to their destruction. They would receive this letter and see the harsh words that Paul uses to teach them. It hurts them. Paul here emphasizes and says, I know that the word hurt them. And at first it gave me something of sadness. I regret writing it to you that way, because I know it caused you pain for a while. But now I am glad that I sent it, not because it hurt you, said Paul, but because the pain led to a genuine repentance. And that genuine repentance led to a change in behavior. Sometimes we complain to God and question everything because we don't understand. In fact, how many times have we said, Lord, I don't deserve this suffering. I don't deserve this pain. I don't deserve to live what I am living. Maybe it can be. And we cannot spend our whole life criticizing God and saying to Him, I don't deserve this. Why does this happen to me and not to others? Yes, I believe the question we must ask ourselves is, what does God want to teach me? And what does He want? Ask the Father to show me what changes God wants to produce in my life. Sometimes pain will be necessary to change your way of thinking, to change your behavior, so that you understand that you need a 180 degree turn in your life. Sometimes pain is going to be necessary so that we can wake up from the fantasy of the world in which we may be living. Sometimes pain is necessary so we can reflect now, reconsider our life. Sometimes we think that we are doing things very well and we become confident that we are doing everything well. We are always right until a strong event occurs. You may feel identified with me and with these words in these moments, because life, to change us, it can only happen in the blink of an eye. In the blink of an eye, life can change us. How many people have we seen in a coffin? At that time, they were fine. You spoke to them, and instantly, after a while, the news reached you that he died. We grabbed our heads and said, but recently I spoke to him, and we received a strong blow. A problem in our marriage, a problem with our children, the loss of a job, the loss of a relationship, a pain in our hearts, things that make us feel that we are alive and that lead us to reflect on how we have led life so far. And I speak of living life because many times We excuse ourselves with God, and we look at heaven simply to argue with God and to blame Him for everything we are living and what has happened to us. But really, who is the one who is living life, God or us? Every time you blame God for something, I ask you, who has made the decisions, God or you? Who has lived life as you lived it up to now, God or you? At some point, the bill is passed by the decisions or attitudes we have. But the love of God is so great. Do you know what He does? He takes the bills that life has wanted to pass you and takes it to the cross. And you know what God says? I love you, and I already paid the price for you. That suffering only indicates that you are alive. That pain is necessary so that you can make a stop and reflect and realize that I have always been there with you. You know that this word of God for you is right now in this beautiful morning. I have always been with you, and the pain has been necessary because it did not hurt you, and it will continue to be the same if it didn't hurt you. The pain that God allows or it to produce in our life, it is necessary because it leads us to reflect, it leads us to true repentance and to change our behavior. Now, it is very different from the pain that the world offers. If the world offers us pain, life offers us pain. But the pain that is not guided by the Lord, that does not come from God, but it is simply a consequence of sin, a pain that is simply a consequence of how hard this world is. And while we are alive, we will feel, while we are alive, we will have to face many situations that will hurt us. But when you open your heart to God, you have a great and powerful God. And in the midst of the pain that you are going through today, by a disappointment, by a loss, for a word that hurt you, or because of something you did and have been carrying that guilt for years, a pain that hurts so deep that you have not been able to overcome it, it is there when the Father appears. When God appears and tells you, I can turn that pain that the world left you into life experiences for you to change, and in an instrument for many to be transformed by love. Now that life has been easy, we agree with that, but I want to have always something pending, that the pain that God produces leads us to a change, a transformation in our life to improve, a path to excellence, since it produces and its purpose is carried out in us. But the pain that the world gives you, it is the mark of the difficult circumstances of life which you have to face daily. A pain that the only thing is to seek is to condemn you. A pain that the only thing it seeks is for you to take your life. A pain that only thing is to seek is that you do not approach God. And you believe that life has no meaning. Perhaps these words are reaching you and thoughts are crossing your mind, such as that life has no meaning. It is better to stop living than to continue living. You know, today, do not believe that lie of Satan. Maybe you in a womb that is hurting you. It's from the heart. But today God can use that pain for something, for the good in you. The $1 million question is, if you want God to be perfected in your pain today and make something new in your life, or you can continue life complaining about what you want and what you have not received, or how you have to experience and live life. You can lie in a corner and cry, and in the end die and condemn yourself. Or you can say, Lord, today I want an opportunity. It hurts, but I want to transform that pain in my life into a good pain. It seems to contradict itself, right? But it is the pain like when a woman feels when they are going to give birth. When the time comes, they begin to have contraction. The pain begins. And they begin to scream in pain because the baby is coming out but they know and hope that this pain is going to produce something that makes their heart happy. That pain makes sense, a meaning that it's producing life. The pain is producing life. And that's what I can tell you today. It is producing something new in you. And when the mother already gives birth and has the child in her arm, she rests. It hurt, but it was necessary. Today, I only have God's words to tell you. It's been necessary. But do not be stubborn. Do not fight more with God. Do not walk away. On the contrary, it is necessary for you to give Him your life. And everything can be changed. Only He can do it today. Father, thank you for your words. Thank you because you can see from the perspective that your time, suffering, and pain, when it comes from you, is necessary because it leads us to change in our life, to reflect, to realize that really how we have lived is not good. And you have also taught us that the world sells pain but us to end us. But your love is so great. Your power is incomparable, that even the pain produced by the world, you use it to give us life and life in abundance. Thank you, Lord. I pray for those who are experiencing deep pain right now, that you heal their heart, Lord. Heal their heart. Heal it. Heal it, Father, today. And that after that pain, joy will be produced, what they sowed with tears. They rejoice in rejoicing. In the name of Jesus, amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. Remember that you can follow him on social networks, on Instagram. You can find him as Pastor Elias HC. You can subscribe to our page on YouTube, Devotionals Just in Time. A very special hug. And remember that God always arrives just in time.